KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Eskom CEO Dan Marokane says the country should be out of load shedding by the end of the week. It's after stage 6 load shedding was triggered by multiple unit failures at Majuba Power Station after a transformer overload. He confirmed the issue is a structural and technical setback, but assured that isolation measures are in place. Despite further unit trips at Mudubi and Camden, Eskom says it remains committed to its generation recovery plan. Speaking at a media briefing earlier, Marokane warned this week remains crucial in the recovery process.
We anticipate to get out of the stage by the end of the week. With the recovery pace that we are experiencing thus far, we should be able to take a view around stepping down from the level of the stage 6 load shedding by tomorrow. The first 3 days are quite crucial. We are encouraged by the overnight recovery. We are clear with the plans that needs to be delivered.
Eskom Electricity Minister Akhonti Ntoramogopa says the return of stage 6 load shedding is not a result of sabotage.
People will be calling, suggesting that there could be some underhand activity in relation to what is confronting us. I want to say to the rest of the country, the evidence that is before us is that this is a technical issue and we are going to explain it. I'm making this point because we must not find any reason to manufacture explanations of why we are at stage 6 and point fingers somewhere else.
And a North Dean family south of Durban is in a stable condition in hospital after found unconscious this morning. According to Amawele Emergency Services, a couple in their 40s and its two teenage children allegedly inhaled carbon dioxide from a generator used during a party last night. A family member found them lying on the floor and called for emergency help. Abroad, a cabinet minister has stopped short of saying Donald Trump was wrong to call Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky a dictator. But Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson did recognize Ukraine's leader was elected with a mandate from the people. Shadow Defense Secretary James Cartledge was prepared to criticize the U.S. president.
Zelensky is not a dictator. He is the democratically elected leader of a free and sovereign democracy. He was wrong to say that Zelensky is a dictator. It's a factual observation.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. On the weather front, back home, Durban, a high of 29 degrees tomorrow, Richards Bay, Ladysmith and Margate 28, Ulundi and Pietermaritzburg 27, Newcastle 26, Kokstad 25, Moy River and Annaberg 24. In Durban, sunrise is at 17 minutes to 6. That's it from the Newswatch team for today. I'm Gunokuhle Malinga.